Done.
Remember Gopher and Usenet? Those were the days.
Gopher.
Gopher, yeah, man. Well,
that was the pre-golden age.
Did I ever tell you my Gopher story?
No. Yeah, probably, but tell me again, because I easily forget some of these stories.
So I'd registered MTV.com, then I ran it on a Headless Sun 3 and at Digex in Virginia, I think, above a Chinese restaurant. And I really just I said, what domain names? I don't know, MTV.com. Okay, boom. Didn't have to pay anything and was all... Same time I got curry.com. Like, okay, I'll get that. And elvis.com. I had that. A lot of domain names. Yeah. And of course, there was no web then, so I set up a Gopher server. And that, you know, for me as a VJ blonde and everything, compiling binaries and doing all those. It was quite a learning curve, but I got it to work. And I put up little bits and bobs. Now, for those of you who don't know who Gopher is, it was a text-based navigation system with hyperlinks and was pretty much the precursor to the web. And then I got a cease and desist from the University of Minnesota. And they said, well, you're using that commercially. I said, no, this is not MTV. This is me. I'm doing it. They're letting me do this because they don't think the internet is going to be anything. And they're pretty proud of the keywords they have on AOL. So they're all happy.
Yeah. Keyword MTV.
That's right. Yeah. And music television. Whoa, it was a double whammy. And I think they also had some gateway on Prodigy. So they were all set.
And I didn't realize that Gopher had a provision against commercialism.
Yes. And they said, you need to pay us $5,000. I'm like, I don't have $5,000. I don't have it. I don't have it. And
had a website. Where'd the Gopher angle come in?
Because I was using Gopher on MTV.com. So when you could use it's a Gopher D. So it's the daemon. It's the service. It's the actual software that makes Gopher work.
Oh, okay.
So they were saying you have to pay a license. I can't pay that. And then we came up with a deal. And you can if you search for this on YouTube, you'll find it. I said, what I'll do is I'll wear the University of Minnesota, I think. I'll wear your Gopher t-shirt on MTV.
You mean like a sweatshirt or a t-shirt?
No, a t-shirt. T-shirt. And they said, okay. That was it.
That's worth $5,000.
Probably more at the time. But yeah. Yeah. Anyway.
I've never heard that story.
Yeah.
I think I'd remember that one. Yeah. That's pretty funny.
That's what happened.